All right. Welcome back. You are in the second hour now of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. And with me today are two of our radio team members. We have several members of the team. This is Betty from Indiana. And I used to pastor in Indiana, so I've known you, Betty, about 30-some years, haven't I, and your family?
Yep.
Long time. Yep.
Three decades.
And then Nan right here in our ministry, right here in Clearwater. Betty, you and my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, take prayer requests constantly over the email. We've been doing this for a number of years now, and the outreach is very widespread. And would you tell people how to send a prayer request in?
Yes. One of the neat things about Beacon of Hope is that they do have a fantastic bunch of prayer warriors who take your request to the Lord. All you have to do is send your request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Type or write just a little bit, maybe about what's going on in your life, where you need prayer. We've even taken unspoken requests. We take those requests before the Lord, and we take them to the throne, and the Lord is so gracious and so precious that he answers our prayers thanks to the prayers of God's people. And we have praise reports that we post on a regular basis. We've had a person that was just diagnosed with cancer, and I haven't sent that out yet, but she wants us to pray for her.
Okay.
And
all right.
She feels like that she's going to make it through this.
Great.
And I know that, you know, any person who has suffered through cancer and survived, they are blessed people.
Amen.
They are, I know Nan's mom has went through it. She is a survivor.
Right.
And we just praise God for that. And those are the type of things that the prayer ministry does. You write to us. We type a prayer. We send it out to the 40-some prayer warriors that are on our list. They go before the throne of God, and God starts to work as soon as we pray, as soon as we mention his name. So
amen.
Send in your requests. We'll be glad to take those before the throne for you.
Absolutely. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, just write a little email, and Betty or Pastor Jim will pick it up. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Say, I want to be on the prayer team. That's fine. You'll start getting those prayer requests too, and you can pray. And Betty, you and Pastor Jim always write a prayer right there in the email when you send it out to the team. And that way you can just read that prayer and be in total agreement with the prayer team from Beacon of Hope. You don't have to be a member of a church or anything like that to be a part of our prayer team. We welcome every single person to join the prayer team. It will be very rewarding for you if you do. So we are starting our second hour here. We're going to start with a song by the group Casting Crowns, which is one of our favorite groups. The song is Mercy. Listen.
Here I am, a sinner, broken and in need of you. Take my life and wash my fears away. For you are the great I am. Rest assured, I feel your hand holding me until the darkness clears. Your Father to the fatherless, Redeemer of my soul. My life is yours forever. My heart will always know. Your mercy saved me, mercy made me whole. Your mercy found me, called me as your own. Here I stand, a child. Chains and wash my guilt away. Healer of my brokenness.
What a great song. What a great song. Woo! Hallelujah. Mercy found me. Mercy is when you don't get what you deserve. You know, when God does not deal out the punishment that maybe we deserve for some of our behavior. Look at Moses. He had been a murderer. You know, just it's just so, so amazing what God does in our lives. And I am just seeing a text here. We have a new phone number that you can text at any time. It doesn't have to be during the show. It can be in the week if you want a response, if you want to send a text. I'm going to give you that number now. Somebody has just written in. That number is 727-888-4171. You can contact us during the show or later in the week, and it will come directly to my phone. That's not really my phone number. It's a phone number for this purpose, 727-888-4171. And this person has just written, Betty and Nan, that they so enjoy listening to this radio show, and it gives them so much delight, and it's so uplifting to this person. And what a joy to get that text right now during that song. Isn't it cool? Woo, and Nan, you got something, so share it, will you?
The Lord inspired us during that psalm, said, I am here, precious child. I am here to see you through. I am here simply loving you. I am here leading you in what to do. I am here willing to move in your life. Just ask me to forgive you. I will. I am with you, my beloved child, and of your yesterdays, I will heal. I am moving in you even right now. My mercy will heal and see you through. Child, I love you so very much. With all of my heart, I truly do love you. My mercy is healing you.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, that's like God talking here in reference to Moses. Because Moses really, at this point, we know that he went through 40 years in the desert. We know he had two sons. And it was very significant in Hebrew days, what they named their child was really characteristic of how they felt in life. And in Moses' first son, he named him Gershom. And Gershom meant a stranger here. So for a period of time in the desert, Moses felt like a stranger. We don't know for how long, but later on he has a second son. Betty, I find this fascinating because it goes along with what Nan's poem. His second son was Eliezer, and it meant the God of my father has been my help. So we know Moses continued his relationship with God even during those 40 years in the desert, but we're not sure that he was really healed yet. We don't know from the pain of his past. We really don't know. And we don't know about our listeners today, you know?
Well, I think there's a, you know, God's mercy covers a lot. And I think it comes down to forgiveness. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening to you. Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm having some phone trouble down here.
No, you're good. Everything's good.
Okay. One of the neat things about what Nan said is that God's mercy endures forever.
Amen. Yes.
I mean, it doesn't get any plainer than that, mm-hmm. Pastor and Nan. Mm-hmm. He is so giving. He's so
right.
Loving. No matter what we've done, he has forgiven us when
yes.
we've asked.
Yes.
And it's... I'm almost speechless because, you know, the Holy Spirit takes over and you just want to sob because that mercy extends to me and it extends to all of our listeners.
Amen. Amen, it does.
I told you I was not going to cry this time.
Well, Nan already has, Betty, so you might as
Pam,
well.
It's your
right
turn, Betty.
It's your turn. It's your turn.
I think it's a cleansing. Even when we're on the radio, we have a time of cleansing, a time where the Holy Spirit has something to say.
Right.
And he uses vessels, such as Nan. He uses a vessel, just like you, the pastor. He uses a vessel at some poor little rural country girl in Indiana. He uses people who are willing.
Yes.
And trust him.
Yes, absolutely.
Unmeasurably.
That's right. That's what it's all about, just like Moses.
Yeah, and Moses, I mean, Moses was so overtaken by that burning bush.
Yes.
It's like, what? why isn't it burning up?
Right, right.
And that's what happens to us, you know, not necessarily through, we see it through fire, but it's through a lot of the things that we go through.
Through the fiery times in our lives, yes. Yes.
That bush is that God is burning out a lot of...
Amen, sister.
...junk in us.
Yes.
And we can use the burning bush as a replication of the fire that cleanses us and keeps us humble.
Amen.
And teaches us not to bring us down, but to build us back up.
Yes.
Make us stronger. And what Nan was talking about earlier, you know, how she had went through a desert, is that when she finally came to the realization and found Beacon of Hope, Nan came out stronger than she ever was before. You know, Nan writes poems, Nan prophesies, and maybe before that, at the church where she was attending, maybe God wasn't welcome there. At Beacon of Hope, the Holy Spirit was welcome.
Amen.
And she felt loved, and she felt alive. She finally, you know, her spirit came alive, and that's what God wants to do in
us. Yes, he does.
Man. He wants us to become alive.
Amen.
Again. He wants to take us higher than we've ever been. He wants to take us to a new dimension.
Yes, he does.
And that's what he did, I think, with Moses, is that he got Moses' attention real quick.
Yes, he did.
And that's what he wants to do with us.
Woo!
If we'll listen.
Amen. Nan, you want to comment on all that?
Wow.
Yeah,
Man.
You've both been crying today.
Said a
I think
lot.
It's pretty cool.
Well, you know, one thing she said I did want to expand on just briefly, talking about that I prophesy and God gives me prophetic words.
That's words that God gives you. Yes,
only straight from God.
Right.
Not me speaking, just me as a vessel.
Right.
If you would have told me back at the previous time when I was in church that would ever happen, I probably would have just got blown away, because I said there's absolutely no way that he would ever use me in that way. You know.
Right.
And I mean, the first time that occurred, I made a notation of it in the inside cover of my Bible, which is where I write down certain things that are real special to me with God. And I wrote that date down because I was like, wow, you know, and like, you know, we're prepared. He prepares us. We're prepared in life for our next step of what we're doing. Like Moses was being prepared.
But he didn't know it, probably.
But he didn't know it. And see, there's a lot of people right now that are being prepared
yes,
in their lives
amen.
For this step.
Yes.
It's maybe not necessarily there to give a prophetic word. It might be that they're to be encouragement to their leadership. It might be there to do children's church. It might be whatever God is leading them to do is important.
Right.
They're being prepared. They maybe don't understand everything right now. But in time, it'll all come about, and they can look back and say, ah. Now I get it.
Well, and you know, God uses us in just our ordinary lives.
Right.
You know, that's what it's all about. And one of the things that God's been speaking to me and to our ministry in the last few months is a phrase that we've adopted now, and we put it on our website, going outside our walls to reach people where they are, just as they are, with God's love. So God can use any of us in our everyday circumstances. Driving down the road, talking on the phone to someone. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're not supposed to do that in Florida. So, I guess that's texting. But anyway, or at our workplace, in our family relationships, in our friendships, God can touch you and give you something to say to someone who's hurting or just needs an encouraging word. Going outside our walls, it doesn't always have to be in church. In fact, at Beacon, we are definitely reaching out beyond walls to on this program and on our Go Yard program to reach people right where they are. And Moses, now God found him. He was on the backside, it says, of the desert for 40 years just being a shepherd. You think God didn't know where he was? God knew exactly where he was. And dear one out there today, God knows where you are. And it's like that old picture there used to be of Uncle Sam. You remember back when they were trying to get people to sign up for the military? You know, Uncle Sam wants you or something like that with a finger pointed. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yes.
That's how I feel God is saying to each of us, I want you. Mm-hmm. I need you because I have some people that need to be loved mm-hmm. through you or need to be to receive a blessing through you or just the kindness of God through you. Betty, talk to us about that because God wants each of us like he wanted Moses, doesn't he? Are you there? Betty, did we lose you?
Can you hear me?
Now we can. Okay.
I'm sorry. One of the things that I think that God wants us to do is to love him as much as he loves us.
Oh, amen. Amen.
He wants us to be as close and as not far away, but as close as we could possibly get to him.
Yes.
How do we do that? We do that by praying.
Right.
And that's communication. We do that through reading of the word.
Right.
And God again has no division. He doesn't take people and use them here and then not use them again. Is that sometimes we walk away. We go back into the desert. We go to Midian like Moses did. And because he has to take us through the desert because we're not listening. We're not being who he wants us to be. And again, his mercy extends into Midian like he did with Moses. He extends it today in Indiana, Florida, Georgia, wherever you are. God is there. All you have to do is ask him.
Amen. Amen.
And it's that easy, Pastor, and we
it
make
is.
It so difficult.
We do. But God is right where we are, and he does want us to reach out to him and desire that relationship with him because he brings peace. He brings joy. He brings purpose for your life like nothing else, no job, no anything can do. Like God can do when he brings that peace and that joy into our lives. And look what he did with Moses. He took a shepherd. He used to be a prince. Then he was a shepherd for 40 years. And now God says, you're 80 years old, but I don't care. That's not old in God's terms, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, I can still use you. In fact, I think God told me that recently when I said, do you realize how old I am? And he says, age is nothing. No big deal, right?
49's a piece of cake.
There you go. Well, thanks, Nan, but that's not quite exactly right. But I'll take that.
You'll
I'll
take
just
that?
Take that. No. Yeah. So here we are, and we've got Moses saying, well, God, what's going on? And God begins to tell him in Exodus 3:7, I have heard the cries of my people. I have heard that they are under terrible slavery. I see their pain. I've come down to help, and I'm going to bring them. Here's the promise. I'm going to bring them to a good land with wide open spaces, a land lush with milk and honey, the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, Perizzite, Jebusite, Hivite. In other words, I am going to bring my children out of Egypt, which you were talking about just a minute ago, out of Egypt, out of the yucky stuff of the past, out of the pain of our failures, our disappointments, the things that didn't go the way we wanted them to go. God says, I'm going to bring you out of all of that and into the new season, the place I have for you. And that can't be, there could not be a better segue into this song. And this is God, because this is right where we are in this story. And this song is another Matthew West song. And I love this artist. Hello, my name is... Whoa.
My name is regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget.
Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King.
My name is Child of the One True King. I'm no longer defined by all the wreckage behind. Boy, I love the words to that song. Matthew West has really got a good one there. Nan, do you have something for us?
I do.
Go ahead. I can see you writing.
I'm here to heal you from all things that currently have you frozen and bound. I am your healer and the Almighty, and your freedom can be found. I am the one who delivers you. I am the one who will lead you into all good things. Come, bring your disappointments and regrets, and of a new thing in your life, I will begin. You will be set free from all your binds, and you will feel also wonderfully free. You will also be able to share with others by pointing them to look unto me. There was something interesting I found in this. He referred to himself as the Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did that in another poem, if I recall correctly. But he also said that the people who have things currently have them frozen or bound. You know, Moses could have felt frozen in where he was in the fact that he was a murderer.
He even says in verse 11 of Exodus 3, "Why me, God? What makes you think I could ever go to Pharaoh?"
You know, that's it.
That was his attitude.
And sometimes we might feel frozen where we are.
Right.
How can you use me?
Right.
But he can use me. Look how he used Moses.
Right.
I mean, look what he brought Moses through. We're learning now. And then we all know about the parting of the Red Sea. We all know the big stories. But the steps that got him there, which is what we're delving into, and the Lord's leading in how to delve into those and enlightening people, and light bulbs are going off right now in people's head. Wow, he did that. Wow. They saw the humanity part of Moses.
Yes.
As he's going, God, how can you use me?
Right. Yes. Oh, It's so profound. So if you're just joining us, we've been on the air for about an hour and a half right now. You'll have to catch this later. But Exodus 3:11, God answered Moses, and when Moses, I'm sorry, answered God, and he says, but why me? Because God says, I've heard the cries. It's time for you to go back. In verse 10 of Exodus 3, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the people of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses answers the way a lot of us probably have or would. But why me, Betty? What makes you think I could ever go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? Interesting question Moses asked, Betty.
You know, it is a very good question, because I think at that time, maybe his faith was not as strong as it had been in the past. And what he's doing is that, and the Lord gave me a word this morning, is a lot of us, I think maybe a little bit of it was fear.
Oh, absolutely. Fear is what drives, just absolutely binds us up, don't you think, in life? It's our biggest enemy. I mean,
it can be disabling.
Oh, absolutely.
It can put us in a state where we don't want to do anything, mm-hmm. For the Lord especially, because we're afraid. But the Lord, and you know, even in there, he said, and he tells us, I'll be with you.
Yeah.
Now, if God tells you that he's going to be with you,
right,
he's not going to back out like some of your friends have in the past. He is going to be with you today, tomorrow, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am means that, here we go, that he's with us.
Right.
God is with us. And no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, there comes a point in time where, I think back in, we talked about this the other day, is that God listens to our groanings. Just
yes,
like
he does.
The Israelites.
Right.
He remembers his covenants.
Yes.
And he understands. I mean, God understood what Moses was going through and what the children of the Israelites were going through at that point in time. Okay, people, if he knew back, you know, however many thousands of years ago, if God knew and said, I will be with you, I am who I say I am.
Right.
He is I am today.
Yes, amen.
And will be today.
Woo! Praise
and
God.
Forever.
Yes.
Forget about the past.
Right.
And that's what Moses had to do. He didn't think he could go before Pharaoh. And I mean, probably he was just shaking in his boots saying, I can't do that. I can't go before him. That's the king. And it's like, yes, you can.
Yes, you
can. You know why you can, Moses? And that's why you can, Nan. And that's why you can, our listeners, because God is with you.
Amen.
Woo!
Betty, that's it right there. It's verse 12 of Exodus 3 when Moses says in verse 11, why me? And, you know, he's starting to bellyache. You know, this is the beginning of Moses bellyaching that he can't do this. God says, I'll be with you. And then he goes on and talks about some proofs that he will give him. But the phrase, I'll be with you, or God is with you always, that phrase, and I didn't come up with this, but a Bible commentator did, is found 365 times in the Word of God. That phrase, that promise, I'll be with you, or I am with you, or I'll be with you always. That concept is 365 times in the Word of God. And I find that fascinating, since there's how many days in a year? 365. So for every day, God is with us. Every single day. Nan, do you have a comment on all of that? Boy, that's good stuff, Betty.
Mm. Well, I was just saying, when God calls you or directs you to do something, you know you've heard from God.
Right.
Don't look at what may seem like unsurmountable circumstances around the situation. Just go forward in doing that. What came to mind was something a long, long time ago at another church. It's a pretty good-sized church. And it was many years ago. And the Lord laid some poems on my heart, and I wrote them down. And they were for the pastor. And they were very hard poems, in the fact they were poems of correction.
Mm.
And I don't correct a pastor. I don't.
No.
It's not my job. It's not what I do. However, God inspired those poems for that man. And I was like, at first, I was almost afraid to give them to that man, but I knew that I'd heard from God.
Right.
And what he did with it then was his responsibility. Sure. I did what I needed to do.
Right.
That was a big deal for me. I mean, looking back on it, I think, wow, I can't believe I did it. But God gave grace at that time to help me to do that because those poems needed to get in his hands.
Right.
You know, there may be people that are feeling led to do things, not of that nature, but just of something. How can, I'm just a, you know, I just stay at home. I do this. How can I reach out? How can I, you know, do what you're leading me to do? He will lead them.
He will comfort them.
He will give them, like you say, step by step. You know, he doesn't give you the whole picture necessarily at one time. He gives you the next step. And there's, I feel a lot of people being led today even to go forward doing something for God in their part of the world. They can reach a part that you can't reach because you're not where they are.
Exactly.
You know, we all have our little sphere of our world around us.
Right.
That's where he calls us to work, is in our area.
And he's so amazing that he knows every detail of our lives, your life, my life, all of our listeners' lives, and knows what needs to be done in our lives to accomplish things for the kingdom of God that will give God the glory. And, you know, in whatever many years or days or months we have left on this planet, we need to really be seeking God, protecting the presence of God within us, and growing it, you know, and really spending time in the Bible, spending time listening to music like we've been playing, contemporary Christian music that just lifts you up. Listen to good worship music. Worship God, you know. Spend time in his presence. And Moses here, when he's saying, there's no way, God, not me, God's going, This is all you need to know. I am with you. I'll be with you. I am there. Betty, talk to us. Whoa, powerful stuff.
You know, it's so powerful to know that the God who was with Moses and the children of Israel is with us today.
Amen, and he is.
He is, and, you know, he's with Nan, he's with Mary, he's with Lynn. I mean,
yes.
Everyone who calls him
yes.
Father,
right.
He is with them.
Amen.
He is there. He is there. I
yes.
am.
Yes.
He is my I am. He is your I am. He's the same God to you as he is to me.
Right.
Now, we may worship him in different ways, through different nationalities, through different branches of religion, but he's still I am.
Right.
And to me, those are the strongest words for God, is I am, besides the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Rapha, the Jehovah Shalom. Those are just representations of who God is.
Yes.
But God is all-powerful. Mm-hmm. He's all-knowing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what we're going to do after the radio station. Mm-hmm. We don't know, but he does.
He knows it all.
He
yeah.
knows exactly what we're going to do. And my whole point today would be that I never want to disappoint him.
Amen. Amen.
In any way, whether it be through the words that I speak here, the words that I speak to people that I meet at Walmart or Publix, wherever I am, I want to be a representation of who God wants me to be.
Amen.
I'm tired of sitting on the sidelines. I'm tired of being held back.
Right.
I sometimes can be my own worst enemy. And I want to stand up and be counted for Christ.
Praise God.
And that's what Moses wanted to do, even though maybe just a little bit, you know, maybe just a little bit afraid. But, you know, if God appeared to me before a burning bush, I honestly, I don't know what I would do. I don't
yeah.
know whether I would pass out. And it's just like a song, you know, what will I do when I see you, Lord? Will I dance before you?
Yes, I love that song.
Will I sing praises before you?
Yeah.
And that's what God wants us to do today, is to give him our first, just like Moses was trying to do, but fear interjected, and that's what fear happens with us when we try to give God our first.
Right. And it's so easy to get off into the fear and getting off into the areas where we feel like we're not qualified, that we can't do something, that who, me, just like Moses, me? Are you talking about me, God? You know, and Moses was so human here. In the way he says, God, certainly you don't mean me, really? And God says, why you, Moses? He says, I'll be with you. And this will be the proof. I'm in verse 12 of Exodus 3. That I am the one who sent you. When? I find this very interesting. This is the word used in the Message Bible. I don't know the word that's used there in the King James. But the word there is when, not if. See, God already knew what Moses was going to do. He knew that he was going to choose. He was going to choose the right answer. Door number one, you know. And he says, when you have brought my people out of Egypt, you will worship God right here at this very mountain. God knew the heart of Moses. And he knew that Moses would come through and make the right decision. God knows your heart, dear one. And some of you out there have been struggling for a long time, not fulfilling your God-designed plan, destiny. Let's call it destiny. Not fulfilling your destiny. Some of you out there have been struggling for so long, just beat down by life, beat down by all the cares and worries and the problems in your job or with your family or with your spouse or with your finances. And God would say to you today, realize this, my child, I have never left you and I will not. I am with you always. And when you realize that, Betty and Nan, it gives you strength to put one foot in front of the other. Talk to me, Nan.
He's just there. I mean, he will, you know. I mean, there's been, I mean, I just sit here so humbly sometimes. Just I can't believe I have seen him use me.
Right.
I have seen him use me and reach out to people that,
yes,
that I just, God, I don't know how you did that.
Right.
But I yielded.
Right.
You know,
that's
we have to be
right
yielded,
there.
You know, right. And he's led me to maybe do some stuff that maybe I didn't necessarily want to do sometimes.
Right.
Honestly, I'm being honest. I'm being right. real, you know, but there was great blessing and reward by being obedient
Amen.
To him. And,
obedience.
And, you know, we've talked about it, things as a step by step, and that's the way it is. We're all at different levels of faith. We're all in different situations in our lives. You know, my story's not your story. Your story's not my story. Mine's not Betty's. Betty's not mine.
Right.
We all have our own story. We all have where we are. And he helps us all. So he helps us all at the same time of where we are.
Amazing.
And leading us where to go.
Yes.
And helping us as we need to travel that path that we need to go.
Absolutely. And the reason we can step out and do what God has called us to do is because we're forgiven. Listen to the song by the group Sanctus Real.
Knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know.
treasure in the arms of Christ.
Praise God. We're forgiven, dear ones. Oh, praise God. You don't have to carry that weight of who you've been because you're forgiven when you ask the Lord to forgive you. And that's what it's all about. We believe in a relationship with Almighty God because of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. If you're not sure right now that if you died, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, then we need to take care of that right now. And Betty, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, and then any listeners that are not sure of their salvation can speak along with you the sinner's prayer. Is that all right?
That's perfect.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth to show us the nature of the Father.
He came to this earth to show us the nature of the Father.
And to go to the cross willingly.
And to go to the cross willingly.
And die for my sins and sicknesses.
And to die for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Oh, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
And that when I confess my sins, he is faithful and just.
And when I confess my sins, he is faithful and just.
To forgive me of my sin.
To forgive me of my sin.
And cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
And cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Therefore, I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for anything and everything.
Therefore, I ask you to forgive me for all and anything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That is not pleasing to you.
That's not been pleasing to you.
I ask you to forgive each sin.
I ask you to forgive each sin.
And to come into my life and live in me.
And to come into my life and live in me.
You are my Father God.
You are my Father God.
And I am your child.
And I am your child.
And I am forgiven.
And I am forgiven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Nan.
What a poem he gives at the end of that prayer. He said, God, he said, child, you are the forgiven one. You asked my forgiveness. I made you new. Don't reflect on all the stuff that you did, but look to me. I made you so brand new. You don't need to wallow in the past. You are new. Look to me. I wiped the slate clean when asked. It is I who the one who has set people free. You are forgiven. Move forward. There is so much to be done. You can do it because of my forgiveness and because of the gift of my son.
Ah, oh, that's beautiful. Wow. So timely there, Betty, isn't it? Oh, my.
No, I tell you, he's always,
praise
you know
God.
What? He's always on time.
He is the on-time God. And he's right now been speaking to people during this show. Some of you may say, I wish I could hear that show again. You can. You can go to www.tantalk1340.com in a few days. It'll be up on the podcast there. The title of the show is Living the Good Life. So you just go to the podcast and you go to that page, click that link. It'll take you to all the shows for this radio station, WTAN. 1340, and you can find Living the Good Life, and you'll find the podcast and the date today, January the 9th, or the 11th. I'm sorry. I forgot what day it was. January 11th of 2015. So that's how you would go back and listen again if you'd like to this show. Nan, there are so many opportunities we each have each day to go back and relive the past and get all discouraged and defeated, aren't there?
Yes.
Would you say yes to that too, Betty?
Yes. Yeah. That's such a trick of the enemy.
You know,
he'll do whatever he can try to try to make us slip up. And that's, I think, one of the ones, you know I have had problems at times dealing with regret of not doing what I was supposed to do, or regret of doing what I was not supposed to do.
Right.
You know, both ways, just bad choices.
Right.
On my part. And if we live in that regret, we can't really be free and happy.
That's right.
We can't have really a true, genuine joy, and we can't move forward in what he wants us to do because we're busy living in the past.
Right. That's why I love that Matthew West song we played, Hello, My Name Is, because it says, my name is regret. You know, that's where I've been living. And a lot of people, that's where you've been living. And it's time to live, people, not just get back and wallow in the things of the past that defeated you or discouraged you or that you know were wrong in your life and you feel bad about. Betty, talk to us a few minutes. We're winding down on the time here. Wow. 2 hours goes by pretty darn quick.
No, it's just so fast. I think one of the things that why that song was playing is that you were talking about goodness. And in Psalm 23, it's where I go for a lot of solace.
Me too. Reasons, oh, I love that.
Is that
Psalm 23.
He guides us and gives us, you know, insight. You know, it's not a psalm for like funerals and so forth. It gives us an inspiration to know that God is with us. And one of the great things about it is Psalm 23, where he says, surely in goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
And it gives us another promise that says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Or for the rest of my life.
Yes.
And that is a promise. When we talk about God's promises, his promises are true. He doesn't go back on his word.
Amen. Amen.
He stays true. He stays true. And it's so amazing to me is that during this show, the whole thing, the whole concept of today's show is that God wants you to come out of Egypt.
Yes.
Just like the
yes.
children did.
Amen.
And to face him, not maybe in a burning bush, but to face him head on with
right.
the Lord. He wants you to come and talk to him. He wants you to pour out your heart to him.
Amen.
We are going outside those walls
yes,
to minister to people. Well, that's mm-hmm. what God wants you to do.
Right.
He wants you to break down the past. He wants you to come into the present, and he wants you to worship him more so than you've ever done before.
Amen.
And he spoke that to me today, to myself, and I shared that with you.
Yes, you did.
Earlier this morning. And it's so prevalent today. It is such, I don't want to say be in a hurry, but slow down.
Right.
Slow down and listen to what God has to say, because his mercy and goodness do last forever. And take it from me, he will not let you down.
He will not. He's with you always.
Amen.
Good stuff. Nan, you got a comment here? We got just a couple minutes.
Yes. A poem he just gave me.
Okay. Of course he did. Betty, have you noticed all these poems are coming right and left? My gosh.
He's trying to tell us something.
I guess.
Trying to get his point across, I guess. Children, I will lead and guide you to know what you're to do. I will help you just as I did Moses. With my guidance, you will make it through.
Woo.
I prepared Moses for his assignments and will prepare you for your next one too. Look to me for all that you need to do. I will lead you in what you are to do.
Wow.
Don't regret the bad choices you have made. Learn from them, then you need to move on. I am preparing you to reach out to many others. You will be able to. I will make you strong.
Wow. Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, that's excellent. Wow.
Yeah, I want to say also, seriously, if anyone wants these, just to email you at pastor@bohmglobal.com. I had someone text me a little while ago and said, I was feeling really down. I want you to send me that poem, and I'm feeling better now that I'm listening to the show.
Oh, wow. Praise God.
So someone has heard what's being said today and has taken root within them, and
Amen.
It is helping them.
Praise
God. And I know, obviously, I know them because it's to my phone. I know who they are, and I know what they're going through, and they're going through a lot. And yet, hearing the anointing being on this service,
yes.
On this radio show, the anointing being here is moving and has blessed her as many other people, but this is just one that we heard from. So
Yeah, and I heard from one too. Okay. And the anointing is the presence of Almighty God, you know, in our lives. And that text number, anytime you want to text during the show or anytime during the week, it's a new Google Voice number that we have, 727-888-4171. Feel free to use it anytime, 727-888-4171. Betty, you got some parting comments here? We're coming up soon.
Yes, in fact, I had a friend text me, believe
okay.
it or not.
All right. We've had a lot of texting, and people love to do that versus call
yeah,
in,
they
I've
do.
Noticed.
They do. I think it's wonderful. It's a great media to be able to communicate, you know, with each other.
Right.
But one of the things when we were talking about tears, that tears are washing us.
Yes.
And they're refreshing us.
Yes.
In Jesus Calling today, one of the sentence that really spoke out to me is, trust me.
Amen.
By relinquishing control into my hands.
Yes.
Let go and recognize that I am God.
Woo. Right on. We've got to do it. And when we do that, and honestly, God got Moses' attention with the burning bush, and I think right then he knew, wow, I'm dealing with Almighty God, and I don't feel worthy to go do what he's wanting me to do. I don't, why me, God? That was Moses' attitude, and God said, because I'm never going to leave you. I'm right there with you, you know? And that's the essence of this show today, everyone, is that no matter what tasks you have ahead of you tonight, tomorrow, and any day in the future, God is with you. If you know him as your personal Lord and Savior, he lives on the inside of you. He's with you and he's in you. And wow, that will change your life, that whole concept. Nan, you got a couple more words for us, or Betty?
Well, I just thought of that. I mean, he'll help us even in the task that we have to do as far as functioning in life.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm sitting
exactly.
there thinking, you know, I know what I have to deal with tomorrow at my office.
Right.
I have some outstanding issues. You know, and he cares about that.
Yes,
I mean, because
amen.
Even in doing my duties,
right,
that is still, I'm a Christian there at my job doing my duties, and we're supposed to do everything as we do unto the Lord. But he is there, and he helps me deal with. He's been helping me deal with the stress of everything. You know what I have to deal with. You know, and we just need to look to him for all things.
Absolutely.
And even in the midst of that, there's opportunities at times to be able to witness or minister or give a good word for the Lord. In the midst of even doing that.
Right.
At times. So, you know, we just need to stay focused on him.
We have to, because he's got the answers for whatever it is we're going through. And some of you out there right now may feel pretty defeated, but God says, look up and let me lead you and guide you. We want to pray over you right now. If you're with somebody right now, take somebody's hand and let's agree in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our dear listeners, wherever they might be scattered around this globe. You know who they are and where they are. Lord, you know their needs. You know the hurts of their past. You know the things that they're ashamed of. You know the things that they regret. You know the things that they've even asked you to forgive you from today, Lord. And some of these have actually accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior today. Lord, touch every single one of them. Let them feel your presence in a mighty way. Let them know that you are present every moment, day or night. You never leave us or forsake us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We speak blessing upon these listeners. We ask that you just reach down into their lives and guide and direct them from this moment on. This we pray, and we give you glory and praise for that. In Jesus' name,
amen.
And amen. You got about 30 seconds, Betty, for a final word, and then Nan, you too.
Well, I just hope that whoever listens to this radio broadcast will be blessed, that they will know that they are loved.
Amen.
That there is nothing that God cannot take care of in your life.
Amen.
Is like what the Jesus Calling said, let it go.
Yes.
Give it to him and let it go.
Amen.
And walk away from it. And God is God before us. Who can be against us?
Amen. Thank you, Betty. Dear Indiana rancher yourself. And blessings to your family, to Megan and her husband Ben and the baby coming, and little Andrew and your husband Joe, the whole gang, and all the horses and cows and everybody else. So blessings to all of you.
Thank you.
Nan, give us a final quick word here.
I'd just like to encourage the people that, just as he used Moses, who was a murderer, I mean, that he can use any of us, regardless
Amen.
Of where we've come from.
Right.
And I just want to encourage them that, you know, look to the Lord and listen to his leading, and then he will, if he calls you to do something, he'll equip you to do it.
Yes.
And I just want them to know, it doesn't matter where they come from. You know, don't look to the past, but look to the forward, look to the future.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woo. All right. So you listeners out there, you can catch us on this station at this time in the Tampa Bay area. That is 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. In some new markets where we are entering today for the first time, that will be at 6 a.m. in some of those markets. So you will find out when and catch us. And also, you can always go to the podcast of the shows on tantalk1340.com. That's where you can find them. And this show is called Living the Good Life, and that's how you'll find us. So if you have a prayer request, prayer need, we encourage you, we urge you, use our prayer line. That's what it is for. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Use it and write your prayer request, and we would love to be able to pray for your need. If you want to talk to me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. I can also get you Nan's poems. So God bless you. It's been an amazing, wonderful show. Our theme song at the end is always the same because we love it so much. Ha. And it says this: it's not far to Jesus. So just run to him, my dear one, run. We'll see you next week. It's been Pastor Marcia, Nan, and Betty sharing the Word of God with you this day. God bless you. See you next week.
There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far.
It's not far.
It's not far.
It's not far.
It's not far. From here to Jesus. It's not far.